From Coleraine in County Londonderry, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join with us as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. It's good to have you tuning in as Gospel Minister and Evangelist in Coleraine, the Reverend Roger Higginson, is here to Let the Bible Speak.
Well, friends, it's such a blessing to have you joining with us again today, and we do thank you for tuning in to these broadcasts. And as always, if God has blessed you or spoken to you or challenged you and you've been encouraged, or maybe you do have questions of a spiritual nature, we would love to hear from you. And we say that genuinely, we say that sincerely. Our details will be given at the end of the broadcast, and do contact us if the Lord has ministered to you or helped you in any way. This is the Reverend Roger Higginson from Coleraine, and we trust that you're settling into this new year, and it is our prayer that God will richly and abundantly bless you in the days that lie ahead. Job chapter 38, and again just one verse, verse number 22. And we've been thinking about these words, treasures in the snow. God's servant Job has many questions. And sometimes in life we have questions as well. And the Lord begins to challenge Job and ask Job questions of his own, showing Job how small he is really, and how great the Lord is, and how there are many things that we do not understand, but nevertheless we must trust in the Lord. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And even while there are things that we do not understand, we need to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our paths. Job 38, verse 22, very simple little verse and yet pregnant with meaning. God asks Job, hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow, or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail? Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow? Last Lord's Day we thought about the treasures of the snow, and we thought about God's ingenuity, that God has the wisdom and the power to design and to make the snow. We thought about God's prudence and God's power and God's provision and God's praise. And that was one thing that we learn whenever we delve into the treasures of the snow. We see there God's ingenuity. But we also, whenever we think about the treasures of the snow, we are reminded, I believe, of man's individuality, God's ingenuity, and man's individuality. Man is unique, and each snowflake is unique. In 1885, a scientist by the name of Wilson Alwyn Bentley began to photograph meticulously individual snowflakes. As he magnified them and took their photographs, he discovered that there were no two snowflakes that were exactly the same. No two were perfectly identical. Some were similar, but there were no two the same. And from 1885, for many years, even in a sense up until this present day, people have been studying snowflakes, and as far as we know, they've never really come across two that could be described as being identical. Each one of them is unique. And so it is with man. Man is entirely unique. You're a unique individual. There's nobody quite like you. There's only one you. Now, maybe that's a good thing in your eyes. Maybe it's a bad thing in your eyes. Maybe you think that there, if everybody was like you, the world would be a better place. But maybe, like myself, you're glad that everybody's not like me or everybody's not like you. God has made us all unique physically. You are unique physically. There are approximately 7 billion people in the world at this present time, not to mention the billions that have gone on before, but there's only one you. There's only one you. You have an entirely unique DNA. You have an entirely unique fingerprint. The retina of your eye is entirely unique. You are a unique individual. There's nobody quite like you. Now, whenever God took Abraham out one starry night and asked Abraham to number the stars, Abraham couldn't do it. And even man today still cannot tell or number the stars. And yet the Bible says that God telleth the stars by name. And yet at the same time, one star differeth from another in glory. The stars in the heavens are all different, they're all unique. And so it is with man. God knows every man upon the face of the earth. Man couldn't begin to number the snowflakes on a mountainside, and yet they're all different and they're all unique. And yet God is interested in those little things. And while there are billions of people upon the earth, and there are billions have gone before, and who knows how many are still to come, and we're all different, we're all unique physically, God is interested in each and every one of us. God is interested in you. God made man in his own image. And at the same time, God made us all unique. God is interested in the little things. Not a sparrow falls to the ground, but the Lord knows all about it. Man is unique physically. Man is also unique personally. It was God who made you physically. The Bible says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And yet, God made you with a soul, with a real personality. Whenever we talk about the soul, we're thinking about the will and the intellect and the emotions, and your personality is entirely unique. Yes, God made you in his own image, but at the same time, there's nobody quite like you. You've got your own personality, your own sense of humor, your own likes, your own dislikes, your own tastes, your own dreams, your own desires, your own thoughts about things, and as a person, physically you're unique, and personally you are also unique, but you're also unique potentially. Have you ever thought about that? That the potential that you have for life, that the influence that you have for good and for ill is entirely unique? There's nobody that's in exactly the same position you are, potentially. Every single person that lives upon this earth has their own unique sphere of potential. I don't meet the same people that you meet every day. I don't know the same people that you know. I don't know the members of your family the way you know them. I don't even know many of them at all. And God has put you in an entirely unique position within your family, within your school, within your workplace, within your nursing home, within your community, within your town, within your district, within your church. God has placed you in a position where your potential is entirely unique. You're unique physically, you're unique personally, and you're also unique potentially. We think about the potential that many people have realized in this world for good. We think about men like William Wilberforce who exercised his authority in the place that God had given him and reached great potential whenever he essentially brought to an end the slave trade. We think about presidents like Abraham Lincoln that used again their influence and that place that they were in, that potential position, and they used it for good. We think about men like David Livingstone, who while exploring Africa brought the gospel to people that had never been reached before. We think about men like Dr. Bernardo, who sought to help children who had been ill-treated and undermined and were orphaned. We think about men like William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, and the great work that they did for their fellow man. We think also in the other extreme about people that exercised their ability and used their ability for great potential for evil. Men like Adolf Hitler. We think of men that peddle drugs. We think of others that push pornography upon our young people. We think of others that do nothing but seek to live for self and for sin and for this world. And God has made them unique potentially, but they use that potential for ill and for evil. And then we think of man's potential for God. And a life given over completely to the Lord and a will surrendered completely to Him, our bodies and our souls, in all their uniqueness, given over to the Lord. Oh, what could be done for the kingdom of Christ and of God if only we would realize the uniqueness and the greatness of an individual's potential in the hand of God. It was a man who stood in a Sunday school class one day who challenged the great to-be preacher D.L. Moody. God has yet to see what He can do with a life fully surrendered and committed to Him. We think about men like King David, a man after God's own heart that brought so much blessing into a nation. We think of a man like John the Baptist, who was unusual in his appearance. The Bible says he was clothed in camel's hair and had a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey, and he had taken a Nazarite vow, and he had long hair and a big beard, and he was this unusual looking preacher who stood in the wilderness. And yet, in those short months that he had got to serve the Lord, he used his life to its full potential and pointed individuals to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. We think about pioneer missionaries like William Carey and Hudson Taylor and David Brainerd, who changed the landscape almost of nations by their missionary endeavor. And then we think about you, and we think about me, and we think about the homes and the families and the communities and the schools and the workplaces and the district that God has put us in. Nobody else can reach the people for Christ that you can. I want you to think about that. Years ago, there was a little boy, and his father went out one day from the home. It was winter time, there was snow on the ground, and the little boy wanted to see where his dad had gone. So he came out of his house with his dressing gown and his slippers on, and he saw his father's footsteps in the snow, and he just began to follow them. And those footsteps took him to the local public house. And the little boy went in and saw his father sitting on a bar stool, drinking himself into a stupor. And as he turned around and he looked at his little boy, he said, "Son, how did you ever find me here?" And he says, "Well, Dad, it was simple. I just followed your footsteps in the snow." The potential that we have to influence the lives of others. Scripture says, "No man liveth unto himself." You've got a unique potential. Only one life will soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. I trust that you'll give your life completely to God and turn to Christ and realize your great potential as you follow on to know the Lord.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Roger Higginson, 30 Knocklin Grove, Coleraine, BT52 1WR. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Roger Higginson, 30 Knocklin Grove, Coleraine, BT52 1WR. You may hear Reverend Higginson preach each Lord's Day at 11:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. at his church here in Coleraine on the Cloy Finn Road, just at the Bushmills roundabout. For further information, you may phone us on 7032 0266. 7032 0266. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services, and we look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.